The state of Wisconsin says it's trying to solve a long-lasting problem. Why Racine County's unemployment rate is higher than the statewide average. WUWM Innovation Reporter Chuck Kornbach has details about a new grant that could help some people in the Racine area find work.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate is 3%. In Racine County, it's 4%, with a slightly higher rate in the city of Racine. The area is far better off than the double-digit jobless rate of 2009 during the Great Recession. But due to manufacturing declines over the decades, Racine County has often been worse off than the statewide unemployment figure. Racine Mayor Corey Mason recapped the gloominess during a news conference yesterday.
I think about what we all hear from our constituents who look to a time when there was a little bit more middle class security here in the region. When I hear the voices of voters who say to me, when are the good jobs coming back again? When will opportunity return?
Mason says he answers the time is now, what with the Foxconn LCD screen factory coming to Racine County, as well as a large amount of related road and building construction in the area. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced a relatively small attempt at making sure more people have the skills needed to get the new jobs, $700,000 in worker training grants. State Workforce Development Secretary Ray Allen says the big focus is on helping the unemployed.
People that we want to skill them into the system and help those individuals who traditionally have been outside the system, that haven't been employed. We'll have other grants that will certainly upskill people that are working here.
About half the state money will go to the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce Group for training of 100 people for positions such as truck drivers, electronics assemblers, machinists, and construction jobs. Racine County will get the other half for similar training, as well as positions in customer service and hospitality. Some other community partners are also committing funds, with the training expected to start early next year. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.